Hello, everybody. Have you ever thought about the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Some people have a false impression. They say the New Testament God is the one they want to spend time with. Jesus welcomes the little children. Jesus came to bring peace and forgiveness and love. He's approachable. He's gentle. I want to just deal with the New Testament. I don't want to deal with the Old Testament because the God of the Old Testament is totally different. The God of the Old Testament rains fire and brimstone out of the sky. The God of the Old Testament has no patience and brings judgment. The truth is that God doesn't change, though. And certainly in the Old Testament, there are times when God brings judgment over sin, but there are also plenty of times when he offers promises of forgiveness, a promise of a Savior to come, that he has a passion in the Old Testament that all people would be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth in Christ. The New Testament is the same. Times of God's forgiving gospel being shared and the disciples being trained to become apostles to take that gospel to the ends of the earth. But then there's also times in the New Testament when Jesus, as well as his church leaders, pointed out sin, and they did so harshly. Law and gospel, centering in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And today we have an Old Testament gem that teaches about that. We look to the book of Joel, where we find this judgment announcement as well as promise for the repentant clearly spoken. Joel chapter 2, beginning at verse 30. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fires and billow of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Joel here is talking about end times talk. And the first thing makes the hair stand up in the back of our neck a little bit. He talks about wonders in the heavens and on the earth, cosmic activity, blood and fire, billows of smoke, the great and dreadful day of the Lord, sure to come. But it isn't just scary cosmic activity that God announces to us, that this world is going to fall apart, even things like the sun and the moon that seem like they'll never fall apart. No, they're just created things too, and they don't last forever. Joel here is pointing ahead to the end times period that started when Jesus left earth on Ascension Day and will end sometime in the future on Judgment Day. And while there are some unsettling signs, to be sure, there's nothing unsettling about God's command to go to teach all nations about the gospel, as well as the promise that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you see how this is available in the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament, as well as till the end of time? Everyone means everyone. They will be saved. There's no limits. There's no ranking system. It doesn't matter what century you live in. It doesn't matter whether you lived before Jesus or after Jesus. It doesn't matter what country you come from. It doesn't matter whether other people think you have a lot of money or whether other people think you have no money. It doesn't matter if you're popular or not so much. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's a guarantee from God's own mouth. There will be deliverance. Verse 28 also tells us that. And even among the survivors whom the Lord calls, that's us. Described here, Mount Zion and Jerusalem, that's another name for believers, people who love Jesus, who trust in his saving name, who know that even when this world falls apart, he never will. Who know that even if everybody else walks out on me in my life, Jesus won't. He'll walk toward me. What a gift to have end times peace, to have end times security, to know that when the day of the Lord comes, it's going to be a great day for me. because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the main message of the Old Testament. That's the main message of the New Testament. That's the main message to be shared until the end of time.